Are there songs from your past that have just stayed with you? I know for some of you, the past may mean, early Norah Jones, but what about Karen Carpenter?
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Or the Stylistics. Or the Association's Cherish.
Cherish is a word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside.
These were songs jazz guitarist Pat Metheny grew up with, and here's how he reimagines them on his new CD. Pat Metheny's last project, Orchestrion, featured a wall of instruments. This one is a very spare effort, just him and some guitars. The CD's called What's It All About? Pat Metheny, great to talk to you as always.
Hey, Robin, how you doing?
I'm just fine. And so what is this CD, the first without any of your music, all about?
This all kind of began because, you know, usually in sound checks is when I kind of pick out an old tune that I've always loved. And people always were coming up to me and saying, you know, what record is that on? And I'd have to say, well, I've never done that. And it happened so many times that at the end of last year, where I had done like a really long tour, about 140 concerts around the world, I kind of got home and recorded one tune because I had a new piece of equipment, and then recorded another, and then I was like, wait a minute, I'm making a record here. Mm-hmm. And that theme sort of emerged, and there it is.
Well, all of the songs on the new CD except for three are played with solo baritone guitar. First, let's just listen to a little of your version of Carly Simon's That's the Way I Heard It Should Be. Just beautiful. But you describe on the CD how there's a special guitar tuning that you're using. Now, it makes my head explode to hear about this. So can you explain this tuning that you learned in your hometown, Lee Summit, Missouri, from someone there?
To start with, baritone guitar is essentially halfway between a regular guitar and a bass guitar. And you can hear in just that little bit that you played that there's this very low kind of bottom to everything. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit on the muddy side. It's a little bit if you tried to play chords on sort of the lower third of the piano, it gets a little bit muddy down there. And this guy in Missouri, his name was Ray Harris, showed me this tuning where you basically take off the middle two strings of a baritone guitar and tune them up an octave. So they're actually higher, or at least the third string is higher than the top string. Essentially, what it winds up being for me is sort of three two-stringed instruments that are right next to each other. You've kind of got a viola range on top, you've got a violin range in the middle, and then you've got this cello range on the bottom. And I'm sort of always thinking just in terms of parts between these sort of three-part two-stringed instruments, and that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful, and as you said, just a rich sound. And then there are other songs that are, well, with maybe guitars more familiar to a lot of your fans. Let's listen to a little of The Sound of Silence with your, is this the big two-necked 42-string guitar that you've often played on tour?
Yes, that's the one.
Let's listen. It's sort of an Asian sound.
Thank you.
Now, Pat Metheny, there are a couple places, including one at around 5:30 on the song, if we could cue up, where this song becomes yours. You've said in the past that you were kind of joking when you told the New York Times that one of your favorite notes was B-flat. But but there is this place where suddenly it's more Pat Metheny than Paul Simon. Right there. Like, that's from me.
You know, I think along the way, I've always made a lot of choices where, you know, as much as I love Wes Montgomery, there was a point where I said, you know, I really can't keep doing that Wes Montgomery thing. I got to find something else to do. The same way that I feel like, you know, Wes stopped trying to sound like Charlie Christian at some point. So I think there's like an infinity of little tiny choices that kind of take you to a certain result that hopefully does have a kind of identity. Every song on the record has something about it that was really either inspiring or educational or something that really affected me.
Yeah, we want to give listeners a taste of some of the others, so we'll just go through them. There's the Pipeline from The Ventures. It just gives you a chance to show off. Girl from Ipanema is often unrecognizable.
Well, I would say there's a lot of kind of poetic license throughout the record. I mean, you know, there are times that I'm radically changing the tunes and almost reinventing them to sort of use it as a mirror for hopefully not just yourself, but for the audience too. Hopefully, you know, you'll allow people to sort of reflect back, you know, something about these songs that maybe they hadn't thought about before.
Yeah.
And that would be a goal for me.
By the way, you're touring. Do you hear a big you know, from the audience when they do recognize something or they are pulled back by a song?
You know, I'm usually so worried about not making some kind of gigantic clam because you're right, it is very exposed. If I do really mess something up, that's more where I hear the, you know, thing.
Jazz guitar great Pat Metheny, his latest CD, What's It All About? His take on terrific songs. And just briefly, Pat, do you feel you have to defend categorizing, you know, Karen Carpenter as great? I think she had one of the great voices of all time. But are there some jazz purists who are questioning this?
You know, to me, there's a few litmus tests along the way that I always use. And if somebody thinks there's something not cool about Karen Carpenter, that person is immediately an idiot to me. It's one of the, you know, it's like it never fails.
Pat is touring this fall. For more on the CD and the tour, go to hearandnow.org. Pat, thanks as always.
Great to be with you, Robin.